Thank you, Deputy Minister. Mr. President, if I could also just address the issue of policing of gatherings. The law in our country allows people to gather, to embark on protest action. They have a right to do so. They are meant to give notification to the relevant local authorities and enter into negotiations with the police and other stakeholders as to how that demonstration is to take place. This usually happens, however, sometimes it doesn't, and sometimes there is violence during those protests, in particular destruction of property. After the incident, the tragic incidents at Marikana, when a number of people lost their lives over a number of days, the President established a commission of inquiry, the Farlam Commission, and one of the recommendations of that commission was that a group of experts be appointed to make recommendations on how the police demonstrations revise and amend all prescripts relevant to public order policing, investigate the world's best practices and measures available for use without resorting to the use of weapons capable of automatic fire where public order policing methods are inadequate, look into public order policing situations where operational decisions must be made by an officer in overall command, and so on. That panel was appointed by the Minister of Police of South Africa in September last year, and we look forward to their recommendations. So there is an effort to try and bring our public order policing procedures in line with the best practice across the rest of the world.